We're on to now the final presentation by Joel Rinaldo. So actually, we have moved 5 and 6, Mr. Clerk. Mr. Rinaldo?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. It's very solemn, though, I have to follow this kind of presentation and tell you that the financial numbers also work, so I'm really pleased to be able to tell you that on
a
this
favor?
Particular case. Okay. Well, so anyways, from my point, first I should acknowledge Mike Zagarek, but because we've been working pretty hard at trying to make all these, doing all the various analysis and various options. So, and Mike has been instrumental in doing most of this work that we are about to present you. Just very quickly, you've heard all the numbers. So, in terms of the original versus the proposed, so I'm not going to go into it because it's highlighted to you in the next page, anyways. Basically what we did with the Lister Block Working Group is pursue the feasibility of accommodating the public health services, and that is strategically extremely important for the city because then we're no longer paying 100 cent dollars, we're paying 25 cent dollars, and it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that usually makes a very strong economic case. The comparable standards was very important, and they were addressed by the presenters, Clinton and Julian. We want to ensure that the public health department will get a Class A office space, and we have some proposals for you on that basis. And we've done a number of financial analysis over that period of time. In terms of the square footage, just they're all highlighted for you there. As you know, we had 100,000 versus 65. The rental, the commercial retail in the building now will go from 2760. There may be some minor modifications there from the 40,000. The usable space is roughly about the rentable space, which is what we paid our rent on, $62,240 roughly. It might adjust slightly. And the usable space is $53,435. One of the difficulties we had, because of the first and second floors and the large walkways and all that, we had some unusable space, but they were very creative in reducing that common space allowance down to 13%. At one time, it was as high as 21%. The other thing that the developer has proposed is to offer us storage space at no additional cost, so that's the other aspect of the proposal. In terms of the absolute lease rates, you'll notice that the average net rent is still $24. It just varies in the basis the last 60, but the important thing is the developer's asking for a 20-year term because of the financing capabilities, and I'll address that issue. But on an average, the $24 rate is still the rate that we would be paying for this particular proposal. When we analyze the impact, because it's really important, so I did. We simply did the analysis in the parking space credit we supplied to both areas. The additional storage space, we didn't give credit at $24. We give credit at $8.50, which is normally what we would pay in other locations for that, for $42. So when you figure out the effective rate, it's $22.53 per square foot. And as you can see from a dollar point of view, we're talking about $11,000, so it's incidental in terms of what the absolute cost is, $1.4 million versus $1,390,000. So then the effective rate, though, per square foot is actually a little bit lower because of the additional credits that we've received. So as you can see, the numbers are extremely comparable. The big issues is the additional 5 years, and just so no one says I didn't highlight what the impact of that is, it's the additional 5 years will cost the city an additional $1.5 million, I'm rounding the numbers off, or $7.4 million for that five-year period. But if we get the province to agree on the 75-25, $5.6 million will be paid by the province and $1.8 million will be paid by the city. And on an annualized basis, it's $373,000. So I have an impact on the budget later. In terms of the reduction of commercial space, I talked about it earlier, it's $37,240. And the impact on this particular building in taxes that we had identified in the original report was $200,000. However, if we talk about a phase two, Mr. Mayor, as you know, that is a possibility of that will be wiped out. We did not do the analysis that Clinton talked about in terms of the additional property valuation. Obviously, that's a fairly technical analysis, and we did really not have time to do that kind of analysis. In terms of the project, the developers were gracious enough to provide us what their estimated costs were, and the information they provided us is that the project cost is $21.4 million. To give you an idea, the design and construction cost is $17.1 million. The land realty taxes is 2.2 and the other is 2.1. So effectively, the project cost is about $250 per square foot. And I've been advised by the developers that, in fact, the rehabilitation impact is about a 10 to 15% premium. That's what I've been advised in terms of what the impact is. But notwithstanding that, they have agreed to maintain the price at the $24. In terms of, I did a cash flow. We did review some of the information with external individuals, and we did a quick cash flow analysis on the project on the $21.4 million. We made the assumption that they would finance it over a 20-year period, you know, because it's a 20-year term. At 6% borrowing cost, is which I'm being told by the developers, it's going to be in that range, and that's, in speaking to other financial institutions, that seems reasonable given the tenant that they would have. And it's assuming 100% debt finance, because that's what the proposal was talking about. So if you took a $21.4 million, finance it at 6%, because it's a rent, and your net rent always includes financing costs, and sometimes people forget about that. The actual amount that they would need is one point, the cost would be $1.9 million, or $28.70 a square foot. The amount that they're recovering over the 20-year period is $1,560,000 between the commercial and the city, and I've done it all at $24 a square foot, so it works out to about the same. So as you can see, there's a negative cash flow at about 4.7, which is what our developers are telling us, that they're going to have a negative cash flow on this first phase. I got some comments on that later. I'll cover that off later. The other thing that's important is if you wanted to make it break even at $24 at the 6% rate, you'd amortize this project over a 30-year period. So at the end of the 20-year cycle, you'd have about $11 to $12 million of unamortized principal on the project. That's what it would work out to be. If you were just to give you an example, I just provided you I talked about the interest. What's important to understand when you calculate rents, you calculate the principal plus the interest costs, and it's $37 million. So that's what the private sector would do at that 6%. So I just provided you that information on a breakdown between principal and interest. What we also done, because we've heard a lot about the rate that we're charging, the city is being charged at $24, and it's not comparable to other buildings in a downtown. So we've done an analysis using the same amount of rentable square footage with the real estate department did provide us estimate or did secure pricing from a comparable building in a downtown, and we did a comparative analysis, so I can share that information with you as well. Effectively, I won't focus. I use the same 20 years. We've used this. You can see based on the rates that we received, the $24 compares to $13.25. However, you need to make some adjustments in order to make it comparable. When you look at the analysis, because in the case of the proposal with the Lister proposal, there is a tenant inducement of $1.5 million that has not been factored in to the other proposal that when we got the prices on. So I've made that adjustment. We've recognized a differential in space, 31,077. You can see there's a differential in usable space, so we made an adjustment for that at the $13 rate, effectively. We made a parking space credit because, as you know, they're providing 50 spaces of parking space, so we made an adjustment, recognize that we're currently paying around, the public health services are paying about $81 a month for their spaces right now, so I just used what their average cost is. And we've recognized the storage credit we get. So when you do that, the $10.75 difference effectively reduces down to $6.75, and the incremental cost is about $420,000. So that provides you an amount, which on the basis of a rehabilitated building, the municipal share would be roughly speaking around $105,000. Just to let you know, that will go up. That the lease rate, just to remind you, went from $22 to $24 to $26. So just so that I don't say that I haven't included all the numbers, if you make that adjustment in year five, that adds another $30,000 to the base adjustment in 2005 years from now, and another $30,000 for the city levy in 10 years from now. So I haven't shown that into my chart, but I just wanted to highlight it for you. So from my point of view, from the city's point of view, we certainly... the numbers, the impact on the levy given the a $21 million project certainly when you look at a $265,000 impact, it certainly warrants us at least continuing the negotiations. So I'd like to summarize in the recommendations that we put before you. We're suggesting that we continue the negotiations with the developer. We want to, however, we want the developer to present to council phase two proposal prior to the execution of any agreement when it comes to that, so you know exactly what the other part, side of the coin is. We have asked the developer to investigate with Hamilton Utilities the feasibility of connecting to Hamilton Community Energy Project. As you know, that's a project that still has some capacity, and if we can utilize that, it'll optimize that particular project. So we think there's some merits in that, and the developer has agreed to do that. Obviously, one of the very important things for the city is we want to ensure that the standards of it that are going to be provided are equivalent to Class A. While I really respect Clinton and Julian, the bottom line is we want to see it when at the end of the project, and so we want to make sure that happens. The extension of the lease agreement, we will require you to approve an extension of the lease agreement. Currently, it's September 15th. You will have to give us till the end of January in order to try to wrap up this lease. The other thing is, while my friends from the development industry have told me they're losing money, you know, I'm not from Missouri. I don't quite believe the full amount story. So they have agreed to allow us to do an independent peer review of their cost, which will therefore be able to tell us whether or not the project cost that they have is in fact realistic. And I have no reason to believe, but I want to make it absolutely clear, I have no reason to believe that the numbers are not reasonable. But at this time, I think, why not take that opportunity? And that'll tell us whether the lease rates are in fact reasonable, and whether or not they truly do need a 15 to 20 year extension of the term from 15 to 20 years. And the other thing that I've been pushing since we're getting into 20 years, why don't we have an option to purchase at the end of the 20 years since we're paying most of the cost? And the other thing we want to do is examine the financing alternatives. So, and they have agreed to do the independent peer review, and that'll help us give you a better insight on the cost and the lease rates that we're currently paying. As you heard Mr. Wells say, that we're hearing some positive comments from Ministry of Health. We've had some Ministry of Health staff scrambling today trying to get some of that information from us, so it sounds like we do have their attention. But we're suggesting that we continue the proceeding conditional upon the province funding 75% of both the operating and capital costs. There's one-time relocation costs. There's one-time tenant improvement costs that we may incur at that time. We heard very clearly that this project is very significant for the province, so we want to make sure that they come to the table. The other thing, we've asked the province to fund both the peer review and the heritage consultant. We want to have a heritage consultant to help us develop the final standards and so on. And the other resolution talks about accommodating, looking at putting forward a recommendation which deals with the investigation for the accommodation of community services because they're no longer in the Lister block. So that, Mr. Mayor, is an overview of the financial position. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions.
Well, I'm sure there are some. In fact, Councillor Bertina, you were first.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. So, Joe, the original deal was $30 million, and this deal is $21 million. Right.
Okay. Could I explain the $21 million?
Yeah, I need
think
to
there's
know that.
Could you add that? Okay. Just I did. I knew somebody was going to ask me that, so I decided to put it on the table. The $30 million table, in my mind, the way I think there was a misinterpretation of our report. What's important to understand: the $15 million deal that we have is the top there, and you look. The annual price was $1.2 million before operating costs. You got to remember, regardless of where you are, you go, whether we build a building, everybody has operating costs for the public health department. So when they talk about I like to talk about the $18 million is what we would have had to pay for the 15-year rate. If we would have, I'll just give an example, if we'd have built a project of $21 million and we had to finance it, it would cost us $32 million. So you got to keep that in mind because everybody forgets about the interest. Interest accumulates very rapidly when you got financing costs in there. So from my point of view, the cost of this project is, depending on if we end up with 20-year cycle, yes, it is 1.9 million times 20, whatever that number is, Mike will tell you. But in effect, you are renting space. And if we weren't in a space, the public health would have to have some space elsewhere. That's the important thing for me. And I was just trying to illustrate that because, to me, operating costs, no matter where the public health department is, I can tell you, you're going to pay it, regardless of whether they're in the Lister, the new Lister facility, or whether into another one, because that's the important thing. So the important thing is the $24 per square foot reasonable? We're going to try to find out that through the peer review. If, in fact, it is, then we will recommend to you that we proceed on that basis. If it isn't, if we can see that there's adjustments that, are justified, then we will also recommend, we will negotiate that and before we come back to you as council. I don't know, probably in a roundabout way I answered your question, but probably not directly.
Well, just to close, because I love this, but anyway, the other building was going to be a $30 million building. This is a $21 million building. Is that right?
No.
Where am I going wrong on that?
Let me see if I've understood this concept. You know, maybe because I'm a layperson, not a financial guy. To do this project, they have to borrow $21.5 million. The cost of financing that borrowing will be in the $30 million range. Yeah, where is it? So they, if we were doing this, we would have to pay the same. We'd have to borrow the $21.5 million. The interest we pay, the total cost is actually 37.3. Over 20 years, we would be paying, what's the total cost?
Yeah, 37.3 million.
So if you borrowed on that basis, now if the city did it, the only difference is our financing cost is slightly lower, about 0.5%. We'd probably be looking at about $1.7 million per annum instead of 1.8 if, in fact, we were doing the project ourselves. But, in fact, you got to remember that whether you're renting or not, it's financing costs. That's how developers usually do these projects. It's incorporated in the thing. So the principal cost, the capital cost of the project is $21 million. If you finance a project over a 20-year period, it's $15 million now. Obviously, they haven't done that because you can tell by the negative cash flow that they haven't done that. So I don't know what their absolute interest cost is based on the $24, because it would be at $27 if, in fact, they did it on a 20-year basis. The important thing, it is a $21 million capital project, but the original one, we did not know what the capital project of that. They never did indicate it to us, except to say to us that they said that this cost is about 10 to 15% higher. So roughly speaking, it's probably in the area of $18 to $19 million is what they had factored in to the original percentage, if that information is correct.
Thanks, Joe.
Councilor McCarthy.
So, Joe, your motion speaks then to the continued evaluation process in terms of financial commitment that the city would be making to determine if it was reasonable, if their findings were reasonable. And this motion contains that information.
Yes, it does.
So it comes back to council for a final decision after.
Obviously, we would continue to review and evaluate, do the peer review, undertake the review of the developing of the standards. And whether we come to an agreement, we'll come back to council probably in the beginning of the year with the final proposal that you'll be able to see. You'll have all the detailed numbers and the full scale.
I'm very proud of you, Joe, for giving us that information and having it contained in the report. I think that's essential. And I wanted to take this opportunity to thank the presenters today. Excellent job. Council McCaddy must be very proud. That motion that he put on the table gave us what we've got today, at least to be explored, examined, and it gave us the excellent work that you've done. And the financials, if it comes out any way beneficial to us from what the original proposal was, we've got Councilor Bertina to thank for that. He kept our feet to the fire on the financials. And I think it's a good day for us. And I'm very, very pleased with the presentations, very pleased with the motion that speaks to the financial analysis that we're going to have. And congratulate the councillors that got us here. Thank you.
Councilor Whitehead.
Thank you. Again, from layman's terms, we talked about a $30 million lease. Was that gross or net? On the original deal,
all of the it's a net lease.
was a net green. So what was the actual tax, the actual gross rate?
Over
the term of the 15 years.
The proposed, we haven't finalized all the negotiations, but the operating cost will be over and above that, just like any other lease. It'll be actual. They've estimated them at $9 a square foot. However, it'll be based on actual, not on $9 a square foot. So if they're actual, and I'm hearing from Clinton that the operating cost of this facility may be lower. And if that is the case, the city will benefit from that, not the developer.
Actually, what I'm trying to get a handle on, because we need a clear comparative so we understand the either benefit or the not benefit on the financial side. And when we dealt with the deal, it was quoted in reports and that it was going to cost for the 15-year lease, and we're talking about the original deal now, $30 million. That was net, so what would be the gross? And I'm talking about the original deal, not the one that we're considering now.
The gross was $30 million, yes, including operating costs on a 15-year basis.
Okay. Now, on this particular one, taking the provincial subsidies and everything out, what is the apple-to-apple comparison over 20 years, the cost I'm hearing is 37?
The annual, what'd you say, Mike?
46.
It's 46 to 48 over a 20-year period, but the annual cost to us, if you look at this chart here, is $1.9 million gross, if you're saying. That's the annual cost in 2008 dollars.
Okay, and then on the original deal, there was more commercial space that would have netted, I guess, $200,000 annually. So over 20 years, that's approximately $5 million that will be lost with this particular proposal?
What I'm hearing, and that's one of the reasons we put the recommendation before you, is that we asked the proponent to come forward to council prior to the execution of the agreement to put forward their phase two proposal so that you can see that there is a redevelopment, and at that time we'll be in a better position to determine what the tax impact is of that. But there's no question, if you only look at this particular building, the tax revenue for that particular building would actually go down by that number, unless the phase two development will in fact generate additional tax revenue.
So without the phase two agreement, we're talking over $50 million? If you take the commercial taxes that we lose over that 20 years?
In terms of the tax levy, in terms of the impact on the city, that's what's important in terms of the impact on the city, it's 20, you know, the cost is $265, about $300,000 a year inflated for 20 years. That's what our cost of the project. In terms of the lost tax revenues, yes, 20 years, that would be about $4 million, so that's technically correct if we don't get additional assessment out of this project.
Thank you.
Councillor Jackson.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, Joe, for your presentation and your recommendations. And I'm just coming at the premise that I just want to continue to provide support for revitalizing downtown Hamilton, and that was my premise back in June. I just need to understand this, Joe, please, because several of my colleagues are excited over the fact that this is going to cost less to rehab the building. And I just need to understand, you talked about now a 20-year lease versus a 15-year lease, $1.5 million more per year. That's about $7.5 million more than the $30 million. Is that correct, Mr. Mayor, through you to Joe?
The additional five-year term costs us another 7.5 in rentable space in lease terms. Absolutely.
Okay.
But all I was trying to say to you, if I may, Matt,
please, yes.
All I was trying to say to you, if we decide not to leave the public health in that particular building, we're going to have to relocate them somewhere else, and we're going to have to pay the costs somewhere else anyway. So to say that's a truly incremental cost, in my mind, it's not. And that's one of the things we're going to look at, whether or not we need a 20-year lease with them. So that's the only important thing. The other important thing in terms of the analysis is that you're now paying, you're all talking about the big numbers at $100 in the last report. We're now talking about $0.25, and that's why this chart is really important for you.